This is Akashvani. The news read by Anuja Kumar. Both the Houses of Parliament today witnessed uproar over the reported remarks of Karnataka Deputy Chief Minister D.K. Shivkumar to change the constitution for reservation to a particular minority group. The Rajya Sabha was adjourned for the day, while Lok Sabha witnessed two adjournments over the issue. In the Rajya Sabha, when the House reassembled after second adjournment at 2:15, amid din, the House cleared a few amendments made by Lok Sabha in the Oil Fields Regulation and Development Amendment Bill 2024. The bill has already been passed by the Rajya Sabha. As ruckus continued, the House was adjourned for the day. In the Lok Sabha, when the House reassembled after the first adjournment at 12 noon, Parliamentary Affairs Minister Kiran Rijiju highlighted that the issue of reservation based on religion had come in 1947 and it was rejected then by all the prominent leaders. He said Congress should remove its leader from the constitutional post for his comments. As the pandemonium continued, the presiding officer adjourned the House till 2 p.m. The Lok Sabha has taken up the Finance Bill 2025. Participating in the discussion, Nishikant Dubey of the BJP said the whole world is facing economic crisis, but India has emerged as a bright spot in the last 10 years.
पूरी दुनिया भारत की तरफ देख रही है, चाहे IMF का रिपोर्ट हो, चाहे वर्ल्ड बैंक का रिपोर्ट हो, वो सब ये कहती है कि भारत एक ऐसा सितारा बनकर उभरा है, जिसने कि पिछले 10 साल में दुनिया को मात देते हुए अपने आप को वर्ल्ड की नंबर 3 इकोनॉमी की तरफ खींचा। 70 साल में आपने इस देश को 2 ट्रिलियन डॉलर की इकोनॉमी दी और हमने 10 साल में उसको लगभग 4.5 करोड़ ट्रिलियन डॉलर में जो है पहुंचा दिया है।
Earlier initiating the discussion, Shashi Tharoor of Congress said the GST regime in the country is very complex. He termed this finance bill as a classic case of what he called patchwork solution. Rajya Sabha Chairman Jagdeep Dhankar has expressed concern over the issue of a recovery of cash from Delhi High Court Judge Justice Yashwant Verma's residence following a fire and called for eradication of such malaise to prevent recurrence. Mr. Dhankar today held a meeting with the Leader of the House, J.P. Nadda, and Leader of Opposition, Mallikarjun Kharge, over the issue in the Parliament House. Mr. Dhankar said he will schedule a meeting and send intimation as suggested by Mallikarjun Kharge and J.P. Nadda in this direction. He said he will extend an invitation to the floor leaders in the Council of States to take a call on this. Meanwhile, the Delhi High Court has withdrawn judicial work from Justice Yashwant Verma with immediate effect. Justice Verma has denied the allegations. The centre has notified an increase in the salary, daily allowance and pension of members and former members of parliament. The monthly salary for members of parliament has been increased from 1 lakh rupees to 1,24,000. The daily allowance has been raised from 2,000 rupees to 2,500 rupees. The monthly pension for members and ex-members of parliament has been revised from 25,000 rupees to 31,000 rupees. It will be effective from 1st of April 2023. Union Minister Dr. Jitendra Singh has announced the completion of genome sequencing of 10,000 isolates of Mycobacterium tuberculosis in New Delhi. Dr. Singh made this announcement while talking to the media on the occasion of World Tuberculosis Day today. Representatives from Russia and the United States are holding talks on resolving the Ukrainian conflict at Riyadh in Saudi Arabia. Yesterday, Ukrainian Defense Minister Rustam Umerov announced that talks between U.S. and Ukrainian delegations had concluded in Riyadh. He described the discussions as productive and focused, with key topics such as energy being addressed. On the fifth day of the Khelo India Para Games in the national capital, power lifter Suman Devi won the gold medal in the 55 kg category, while Jasmine Michelin secured silver and Bharti Agarwal took bronze. On the other hand, power lifter Gulfam Ahmed clinched gold in the 59 kg category. In other powerlifting matches, Seema Rani bagged gold in the 61 kg category. In the 65 kg category, Jobby Matthew secured gold medal. In the IPL cricket, Delhi Capitals will face Lucknow Super Giants in Vishakhapatnam this evening at 7:30 p.m. And that is the end of this news bulletin.